You're listening to SBS News.
Looking first at the golf, and despite a disappointing two-over par start to the Australian PGA Championship on the Gold Coast, local favourite Cameron Smith won't be giving up hope of winning his third straight title at the Royal Pines course. One reason Smith is so hopeful is the form he showed at last week's President's Cup in Melbourne.
I feel pretty confident in my game. It's probably the best I've felt with my iron play all year. And to do it on such a challenging layout last week against some of the best players in the world was quite good. And, you know, there's 150 guys this week that are all wanting the same thing, so it's going to be tough to get that trophy on Sunday.
Adam Scott was four shots better off at 2-under par on day one, and he says he wants nothing more than to be the man to end Smith's winning run at the tournament.
Cam's had a good run here, but that's got to come to an end at some point, and I'm sure it's not just me who wants to take the trophy off him. There's probably 100 plus other guys who would like to do it this week. I'm certainly feeling good after last week, and seeing the fact that I haven't won a trophy for too long, I'd definitely like to change that right here.
The final round will finish on Sunday afternoon. Cricket's Big Bash continues over the weekend with five matches between Friday evening and Monday evening. The defending champion Melbourne Renegades travel to Perth to take on the Scorchers on Saturday evening, and the Sydney Sixers will look to beat Brisbane Heat for the second time this season when they welcome them to the Sydney Cricket Ground on Monday evening. The ground staff at the Melbourne Cricket Ground will be busy working over the weekend too, getting the pitch ready for the Boxing Day Test match between Australia and New Zealand. There have been fears the quality of the playing surface may not be up to scratch after a recent Sheffield Shield match between Victoria and Western Australia had to be abandoned because excessive variable bounce led to several batsmen being struck on the head and body. Australia coach Justin Langer says he'd be happy if the match was being played at the brand new Perth Stadium or the Gabba in Brisbane.
If it was just about cricket, you'd play at the stadium and you'd play at the Gabba every day of the week. It gives us an advantage, there is no doubt about that. But I also understand there's nothing like a Boxing Day test at the MCG. I mean, it's a brilliant spectacle.
In the A-League this weekend, Sydney FC is looking to extend its winning streak to seven matches when the Sky Blues head to Wellington to play the Phoenix on Saturday afternoon. Sydney was boosted during the week with the confirmation that big names Milos Ninkovic and Michael Zullo have extended their contracts with the defending premiers. Wellington Phoenix is also on a good run, not having lost in its past five matches. Defender Zullo says that fact, and the fact that Wellington's coach Ufuk Tale was an assistant coach at Sydney just last season, means Sydney won't be taking anything for granted.
Wellington is they're in a pretty good run of form. Their coach was obviously here last year, and we know him well. And I think watching from afar, we're all pretty happy to see that he's doing well there. And I think he's set them on the right track. They've been playing well, so it's going to be a massive challenge for us. But we're going there to keep our win streak going.
And Sydney ended the week on a good note, with coach Steve Corica confirming he's extended his contract until 2022. In the National Basketball League, the Sydney Kings have a doubleheader away against the Brisbane Bullets on Saturday afternoon at 5:30. The second match of the doubleheader is against the informed South East Melbourne Phoenix in Sydney on Monday night at 7:30. Despite leading the league, head coach Will Weaver says he's happy to be the hunted rather than the hunters.
We like pressure. I think that's eustress. You know, that's stuff that helps you grow. And so we don't talk a lot about our record, but we're mindful of the fact that people are trying to come for what we've got. So that adds an edge to the way we train and the way that we prepare. And I think it's a beneficial thing, if anything.
And after several lay days, organisers of the World Surf League event in Hawaii will be hoping surf is up over the weekend after a frustrating few days of postponements. John Baldock, SBS News.